Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos from DillParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, today let's talk about, maybe you know about this topic, maybe you don't. Let's talk about Lucifer. Is that really Satan's name? Lucifer. Is that really Satan's name? We want to talk about this and test it. As always, we're going to tell you that we believe we should always test all things, 1 Thess 5. And in that, when you do that, when you test all things, what you're going to find is that in the case of the King James Bible, when tested, there are areas where it's not exactly accurate. God's Word is accurate, but the King James translation is not exactly accurate. So let's talk about this. Let me give you some examples of that to prove it to you. Ready? The King James Bible, in Acts 12, verse 4, it uses the word Easter. That word in the Greek is Pashach, and it's always Passover. So that's a mistake. There was no Easter then. And then when you look at, like, 1 Timothy 2, 9, it uses the words modest apparel. Terrible translation. It should be neat and orderly robes or dresses. We got articles on both of those. So it's just giving you an idea of how sometimes the Greek that was translated was not good. This one with Lucifer, I'm going to give you a totally different reason why this comes up. We always want to look at the root words, make sure we get a good translation, the Greek or the Hebrew. And in the Old Testament, the men that God spoke through spoke in Hebrew, wrote it in Hebrew. And predominantly in the New Testament, it was written down and spoken in Greek. So that's what we want to go to, is the Greek or the Hebrew. Now, we're going to discuss this name that's been given to Satan, Lucifer. And where does that come from? We're going to get at the bottom of it. All right. So the only verse in all of the Bible that I know of is Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst waken the nations? All right, so right there we see in the King James Bible, we see the word Lucifer, and so many people, Hollywood, you know, all different groups have called Satan Lucifer, like that's his name. Well, quick check. When we go to that word and we look it up, you know what you learn? This is interesting. This is kind of a unique situation. That's not even a Hebrew word, which it should have been Hebrew in the Old Testament. It's not even a Hebrew word. You know what that is? It's a Latin word that was added in to the manuscripts. At some point in time, they added it from the earlier Vulgate Bible. And all along, for centuries, people gave the devil the Latin name Lucifer. But it's not accurate. It's not. It's not Holy Spirit inspired. God's word did not call him Lucifer. Now, little technicality here. Lucifer in the Latin means like light bearer. Technically, that's what this means. The Hebrew word, halal, does mean morning star, light bearer, shining one. Okay, so this Latin word definitely means the same thing. So it means the same thing. Here's the problem. Instead of calling him light bearer or a light bearer or a morning star, people have labeled him and called him Lucifer, like, you know, you would call John the Baptist. So this is wrong. It's not Lucifer's, it's not the devil's first name. It's not the devil's name at all. So that Latin word was plugged in by translators throughout the centuries. When they did the King James Bible, they didn't know what to do with it. They left the word in there and it was translated Lucifer. That means light bearer. Again, that Hebrew word does mean light bearer. So it gives us the right truth, but in this case, it adds a name to somebody over the ages that is not biblical. Now, the reason we know that it's truth still is in 2 Corinthians 11:14, Paul says, no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into angel of light, right? So Satan, we know, is of light. Jesus said, Luke 10, 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So there's light, there's Satan, he's an angel of light. Important note here, you know, Hollywood, the carnal worldly movie theaters and movie production, they've turned Satan into this like ugly red guy with horns and fire all around him and a pitchfork. Yeah, that's what they've done. So they create this wicked, evil-looking entity, and then people think, oh, well, if angel of light comes to me, that's not Satan. He's evil and wicked-looking. No, that's not true. Here's what Ezekiel 28, 15 and 17 says about the devil, Satan. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of brightness. There's that brightness word. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before the kings that they may behold thee. So, see what I'm laying out here? The truth is there. That word Lucifer means light bearer. Satan is a light bearer. He's a creation of light that God made, but calling him Lucifer, like a title, that just simply is not biblical. It's only used in that one place. A better translation would be he's a light bearer, he's a morning star. People have given him like the first name of Lucifer. We also know it's important to know who our enemy is. Satan, the devil, he's our enemy. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. 1 Peter 5:8, right? So let's make sure we know who this enemy is, and let's call him what the Word of God calls him. Lucifer is not really his name. He's a light bearer. He's a morning star, also called serpent, the devil, Satan. Interesting note, Satan in both the Old and the New Testament means enemy, adversary, accuser. Yeah, that fits him perfectly. Yeah, it absolutely does. So, just an interesting note on Lucifer. It's not really a good description of Satan. Light bearer would be better. Morning star would be better. And don't let these translation errors discourage you. I've had people say to me, well, now I can't trust the Word of God. Yes, you can. The Word of God was given in Hebrew and in Greek. Go to the Hebrew and the Greek. And actually, I'll be honest with you, my faith in God's Word is strengthened when I go and look these up and find out how men in the translations had errors either on purpose or by mistake. Remember, the translations are not Holy Spirit inspired. God's Word back 2,000 years ago and beyond was Holy Spirit inspired. So when we find these errors, I rejoice and go, wow, praise God, the Holy Spirit let me see a translation error. We can go to the original language and we can get it corrected like this. And really, it's not all that big a difference. It's not like it says Lucifer means something totally different than light bearer. Actually, it means light bearer. So the translators had the meaning right. But where it really went wrong is, as I said several times, people have added that name Lucifer to Satan like it's his first name or something. And that just simply isn't true. Something regarding light would have a better meaning to it. So don't let these discourage you. Dig deep. Rightly divide the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. I love that. That word means to cut it straight. And when we cut something straight, we got it right. We're not twisting it. We're not turning it. We're not bending it. And that's what I just did for you right there. Lucifer is an added in Latin word. A lot of translations don't have it in there. And so test all things. Make sure that you're reading, studying, knowing the Word of God rightly. And be encouraged that God's Word was preserved in the Greek and the Hebrew. And we have the Greek and the Hebrew language translated. Real quick, people have said to me, well, how can you know the translators, like when they tell us what a word in Greek or when they tell us what a word in Hebrew means? Well, let me give you a quick analogy. If you can't speak Chinese, okay, and if you took 50 Chinese, let's say, college professors and lined them up and said, how do I say chair in Chinese? And all of them, except for one, says, shanshua, chair, shanshua. You get a pretty good idea from the Chinese language. Virtually all of them say shanshua. And so that's what we have with the Greek. And Shunshua is not chair. I just made that word up. That's what we have the Greek and the Hebrew is you have all these scholars that look at these words and they agree this is what these words mean in that language. So we have verification of the original language. We have God's Holy Spirit inspired word given to us. And then we test all things to it. And don't call Satan Lucifer. He's a morning star, one of light. Don't use the word Easter. It's not biblical. Don't figure out how to dress in modest apparel. Wear a long robe. Neat and orderly. I hope that encourages you to keep digging, keep testing, test all things. Check out don'tperish.com. We have thousands of resources to help you. Most important, go to the gospel. Make sure you're following Christ biblically, in spirit, and in truth. We love you all. Traveling, preaching Christ crucified, getting ready to go street preach a big fair tomorrow. Pray for ears to hear and eyes to see. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.